So earlier on we were hearing about an art installation, in fact several art installations that are taking place over the next 3 days in various locations in Leicester. All very historic these, so immerse yourself in the history of Leicester buildings over the next few days by listening and experiencing the sounds of artists' creations. Using local architecture and historical sites, including the magazine Gateway and St Nicholas Church, along with some of the fittings and even the congregations.
I'm David Pryor, and I'm a sound artist and composer.
God from God, light from light, true God from true God.
Begotten, so my piece is called Creed, and it's in St Nicholas Church. And I've been coming to Leicester since the spring, when I got the commission. And I've been working with the congregation there on a piece which is very much about them and about their church and about the bells in their church. And the point of departure for the piece is that each of the different pieces that we've done is focused on a different aspect of bells and the way that bells, the function that they have. And one of the things I was interested in for this piece is that if you go back far enough, bells, particularly in Europe, would often be inscribed with prayers. And inscribed with incantations, and there was an almost literal belief, if you go far enough back in history, that as you play the bell, as it goes out across the landscape, that prayer is sent with it.
Of one being with the Father, through him all things were made.
I worked with the Reverend Karen Runes, who's the canon of the cathedral and also St. Nicholas, and she offered to invite 8 parishioners that we could work with to record them reading statements of faith. And then the piece is really about taking those recordings, they're edited, and we've taken the recordings of the bells and the recordings of the voices to make them interact with one another, so that it's in 4 sections, and in the final section of the piece the voices are articulating the sound of the bell. So the frequencies that are in common start to resonate with one another. So there's this idea that the voice is actually making the bell resonate. So it takes us right back to that point of departure of ancient bells that had prayers on them that were sent out.
Through him, all things were made.
My name's Kathy Hind. I'm an audiovisual artist. I'm actually grew up in this area as well, so I'm familiar with this building. Yeah, in Quorn. And so I was really excited about coming into this building because I'd never been in it before. And when I came into this room, there's a very, you know, there's a huge bell in the room that's a Buddhist bell that was looted from Burma in the 1880s. All the sounds that you'll hear in the installation are actually the human voice. So I work with 4 singers to create vocalizations that I then composed with to create the piece. So there's 8 speakers in the room, which spatializes the voices within the space. It's almost like being in the middle of people singing towards you. The origin of the sounds and the composition that I made with the voices actually comes directly from the resonance of the bell. So I was really interested in the fact that the bell is a Buddhist temple bell. I did a bit of research and also spoke to a Buddhist about different significances of Buddhist bells. So I basically wanted to find the resonance of the bell, and so I did this through a process by putting microphones inside the bell and making a recording. And that recording would be a recording of all the sounds that you can hear in this room, because it is actually by quite a busy road, but kind of filtered by the resonant frequency of the inside of the bell. So I made a recording, and then I took that recording and played it back inside the room on a speaker, and then I recorded inside the bell again. And I did that, and I took that second recording and played it in the room. So I did this iterative process where the 5th iteration of that, I ended up with this kind of resonant quality of the sound of the bell ringing, but without touching the bell. And I think this really resonates with this kind of Buddhist idea of meditation, of sort of finding meaning within emptiness and silence and resonating this void within the bell. In addition to that, I wanted to make it possible to listen from inside the bell. So a little bit like the process I went through to generate the first recording of the resonance, I've put the microphones back inside the bell. And then in the centre of the room, there's some headphones, and you can actually listen on headphones through those microphones, so you can then hear the vocalization of the resonance of the bell actually resonating the bell again. So I kind of like this idea of integrating the voices back into the sort of resonant space of the bell.
Haunting, isn't it? Fabulous work put in by All Down There. And if you'd like to go and see it, if you're in the city today, 3 till 6, so it's on till 6, and then tomorrow 12 until 6 and Saturday 12 until 5, and the venues, the magazine on Vaughan Way in Leicester and St Nicholas Church, which is on St Nicholas Walk in Leicester. And many thanks for the team for entertaining me with that earlier on today.